Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend. And it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off. Welcome to the Bubba Love Sponge, Bubba Army exclusive podcast. Probably next to Thursday, the most exclusive shit we do. This is after we've already done a show. So we'll try to, pull some shit out of our tanks.
We've done two shows already.
Yeah, we did a show on the radio, and then we do a show in the green room.
Those are my favorite shows.
Just for us.
That was fun. We talked about it weekend.
We should, even though we might change.
We've talked about it a million times, but it won't be the same.
Yeah.
So.
Here comes Johnny Negator.
Well, it's true, though.
Yeah, it's true.
You wouldn't say half the stuff you did. I wouldn't say half the stuff I did. You know?
No. Sure, number one.
Sometimes it's good just to have conversations off the air because we never do.
I know.
All of us as a group.
But then as we're having those conversations, I'm thinking, fuck, this is so brilliant and so fucking funny that we should be captivating it. And then we're not captivating it because we're saying, well, we'll change if we know we're captivating it, but we're not fucking captivating it, so
right.
We don't even know.
Sometimes it's just good for your mentals just to hang out and not be recording.
I know, but I'm, my whole fucking life.
Oh,
I'm
I know. On. I think about it too when we're doing it, but.
I often do a lot of private shit that I think, fuck, if I was videotaping this, people would totally be into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't videotape it, and I got another opportunity to have you peer into my
world,
into my private world is lost yet again.
Again.
So let me, I'm just warning you. That when you take my blown out tire,
yes, sir.
That you might want to put a set of gloves on or grab it from the wheel now that it's not hot, because those fucking steel belts are sharp.
Oh yeah.
Like they'll stick you and you'll get splinters.
Oh, I don't want that.
So they're so frayed out that just be careful while loading and unloading that tire. I know that you're taking it to SOS Tire Rick.
Yes,
so
sir.
Be careful, will you, for me?
Yes, sir.
Can you also tell Jackson that we have, you know, a bunch of different opens for YouTube and that I don't want the fucking burnout one to open every video?
Right.
Can you tell him that?
Yes, sir.
Write that down.
Yes, sir.
Well, we should have like a standard open for the noon, because the noon ones are going to be like all show clips. And then the, like, I guess five, or is like the after stuff. Like, we can have different opens for that.
I don't think he's got a five every day.
No.
I don't think.
We should have a noon every day that's a show, and then, like, the specialty stuff is the five.
Needless to say, I think we need to build some more openings.
Right.
You know, or whatever.
Actually, I was going to talk to Blitz about this. We probably need some new openings, too, for the best ofs.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
It's a little late, though.
No, I mean...
For these, but going forward.
Like, because I was listening to all of them. So.
All right. So could I cut... If you give me a script, I could cut them today and have them to Blitz. I could Google Drive them or thumb drive them to you later today or early tomorrow. Is that too late while you're building these things?
Yeah, they're already built.
They're getting sent out today.
I was saying for maybe Memorial Day.
All right. If you give me a script, you know, you're like, hey, it's Bubba, and you're listening to the best of Bubba.
Yeah.
Or, hey, it's Bubba. Today, me and the boys and Anna aren't here. So we zip together a little best, like all that kind of shit, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Excuse me.
Anna, look, do you really smother? Like, we were in the green room or the red room, where the fuck, we hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And you were showing us, like, how you smother him?
Yes.
Can I?
He loves it, Bubba. Well, don't think for one fucking second that he doesn't love every second of it.
Well, can I
he
be?
He loves it.
He had a gun to his head.
All right, great.
Yeah. Because he's trying to be one of the boys, he ain't.
Can I tell you, would you not agree that I know him? Of all of us, I've known him the longest.
Yes, but you don't know him like I know him.
You're probably right. You're probably right. Yeah. But I saw his little brown eyes looking at me. Saying help me a little bit.
Yeah, he said save me.
And when
you didn't see me blinking SOS.
When you got cheek to cheek and said, like, oh, literally all weekend long we were like this, and I saw him look at me with the help me eyes.
Yeah, yep. Right.
So Blitz, will you at least agree to her that she's kind of smothering you?
So if she really did that all weekend long, that wouldn't happen. But like
But she likes to get real close.
I like getting really close, but he likes getting really close too.
I don't mind it at times. Like, for the amount that we do it now, like, I don't mind it.
Right, but
he likes to be poked and prodded. I was poking his stomach trying to make him fart this weekend. He was fucking loving it, giggling like a little girl.
Man, you guys are just really having. I mean, then Lum comes walking in like a fucking idiot with his sucker. Do. We're in a full blown Blitz and Anna.
She's got like her head smashed up against mine. Lemmy walks in the,
which was really perfect timing.
It was.
It was great timing for me. I can only imagine what Bubba was going
through. I'm looking at you, Lemmy, and deep down, I see a lot of pictures that say "Help me" from your eyes too.
Yes, they do.
I mean, for real, as a man, I see a lot of "Please help me." Life used to be so simple when I could get drunk on Thursdays and fucking hang out with the boys. Lemmy, your life has changed dramatically.
Oh, my help was please have them stop, Bubba.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I'm talking about like, you know.
Right, other pictures he's...
Yeah, I'm talking about like, you know.
Do we not follow along here?
I know what he's saying now, but I mean, honestly,
I know
that
what
kid
he's
is
saying
the fucking
now.
Best.
No, hold on. I'm not trying to besmirch the great Wilbur 1 ounce.
No.
I'm saying that your life has changed dramatically. You used to roll up and down, gamble 800, 1,100 a night.
Yeah.
Come to work, fucking drunk, hungover.
Now you're just losing that much on Coinbase.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, shut the fuck up, Blitz.
Blitz, I almost dumped every fucking thing I had this weekend.
I thought
you should have, because it's gone down since then.
More?
I'm even
a little bit.
I'm thinking like I might just get the fuck out of this bullshit crypto
I think so.
Game.
So it's weird because I looked at it this morning. I'm like,
and Matt Heller predicted it.
I'm like, all right, should I dump everything and just say screw it, or should I buy more?
Oh. You know what I'm doing? I'm fucking taking the app off my phone. And I don't even give a fuck.
I stopped looking once I got down to 3 digits. That's not a good sign.
Down to 3 digits?
Yeah.
You mean you're like $900?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It used to be a lot more.
Like, how much more?
A lot more.
Hold on, let me get something. You're ready to fucking kill yourself.
I am. I hate when Blitz brings that shit up.
Let me see where I'm at right now. Let me see where I'm at right now.
How much do you have in the game?
I've lost over a brand new truck worth.
Hold on. I know Blitz has lost way more than mine, but I'm just saying it's depressing to go in and look.
Still, overall, if you look at all time, right, Blitz, all time.
Yeah.
I'm still up 25%.
That's good, because I'm way
down.
So
if you were me and you're overall, you're up 25%, would you jump right now? Right now, I am.
I mean, I'm not, so my advice is no.
Let me look at my Robinhood.
It's gone up a little bit since this morning.
See, my Coinbase is the worst. My Robinhood is good.
That's the same as mine.
Because my Coinbase is the one I bought all the small coins. Robinhood is where I have all my Ethereum.
Yeah. Robinhood, Blitz, all time, I'm up 24%. Coinbase, I'm down quite a bit, but not enough to kill me.
No, I'm up 26% on my Robinhood.
Yeah. Now,
my Coinbase is kind of... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, buddy.
My Coinbase is kind of off because, like, I made a bunch of money and sold and then rebought. So, like, my current holdings, I'm down a lot. But, like, overall, which they don't factor in, like, I'm probably about even. But, like, my current holdings, I'm down so much.
Loopring is no more.
Loopring, what do you mean no more? I just folded?
74 cents. No, it used to be at, what, $3 Blitz when we were feeling good?
Yeah, it was at 392. Oh. And I have...
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly.
I've got like 5,000 of them.
I'm going to tell you right now, Blitz, what I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm up, okay? And that's, I got my stuff through PayPal, through Coinbase,
mm-hmm.
and through a Robinhood, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you what I am here, and then you're going to tell me if you were me. Would you, let me see, blah, 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 blah.
I mean.
Hold on. I kind of want to know this number myself.
Okay. But here's what I'm saying is I would hold on to everything because if nothing else, even like within the next week or so, it'll go up some.
Right.
Is my guess.
Well, no, it's not even letting me sign into my motherfucking. Oh, here it is. All right. So. Oh, that's the show one. Trying to get into my personal. Probably overall, Blitz, I'm probably up a few thousand dollars. Just a couple thousand.
Okay.
But am I gonna be up zero by Friday and start losing money? And I mean, you know what I'm saying? Or is this, we should probably call Matt Heller, right? What? Matt Heller said this was all going to happen.
I think he said at Tate's, he said sell. But then Kevin said hold.
Yeah, well.
The congressman.
I would actually think, honest to God, this is actually would probably go to Anna. If you had to put who do you think is a better expert at crypto, Matt Heller, Kevin Hazlett?
I would think Kevin.
For real?
Yes. I think...
Does Kevin say hold?
Of
course he says hold.
Matt likes doing risky stuff in general. I think that's part of his nature. And he also likes doing trendy stuff as well. So, and he's smart, obviously, and does his research. But I think Kevin might be more well-versed. Again, I can't tell you 100%, but that's what I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think, what I'm saying, Blitz?
We're fucked. Is that,
I'm not saying we're fucked.
We're fucked, Bubba.
I think you're at the bottom of the floor, though.
Yeah, that's what you think, man. Then when Bank of America, which I'm freaking out about, goes to $2 a share again in 2009, then we're really fucked.
What's it right now?
I don't know. I'm looking right now. The stock market's fucking down.
I don't know.
It's tanking.
I know Netflix is tanking.
Yeah, they're all fucking tanking.
I mean, Bank of America's tanking. Amex, I think, is tanking.
Cisco's knocked out.
That must be all the fault of Putin as well.
Yes, it is Putin's fault. It's all Putin's fault. Mm-hmm. Everything's Putin's fault.
What are they saying? what are they saying? Is this the new disinformation information fucking blowback? Like, what are they saying? Why everything is tank inflation?
Well, Putin has cancer and he's undergoing surgery right now. So
it's his fault because he may press the button before he goes in.
Yep.
Is that what they're saying?
And the new guy they got in charge of Russia may not be a good guy.
Ex-police chief.
Yep.
Who might be worse than him.
So Putin is going under the knife, like, I think literally as we speak.
I think right now.
Is he not?
That's what it says.
And, it's to cut out some cancer?
He has abdominal cancer. And then and then on a side note, he also has Parkinson's, so he's not doing well.
Putin также обговорил следующие нюансы, что когда он...
You got that?
That's evil right there.
What's that, what?
I don't know, but that sounds evil.
Putin has discussed that he will be undergoing medical procedures today, like right now.
So Bubba's playing a video, and it's got like flames and stuff. Like, that's all it's showing.
Putin to undergo cancer operation and hand power over to a hardline ex-spy, the Kremlin insider in shock.
Is this the guy that went on Russian TV and showed
this guy looks like Quincy. Remember from Quincy, the old fucking medical examiner, Quincy?
Oh, my God. Quincy, Dr. Jane Seymour. Is that the one?
The old Quincy shit.
Oh, no, that's something else.
Well, they did come out over the weekend, Bubba, and Russian TV did show that the three cities they would be hitting with nuclear weapons.
What was that show with Jane Seymour?
What were they, Lummy? Do you remember?
Was it D.C., somewhere in California, and I believe... Washington? Seattle, right?
Right here. This looks like the guy that's in charge of the Kremlin. No, hold on here. This motherfucker right here kind of looks like Quincy. There's
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
There's Quincy. Remember Quincy? He would figure it all out. Doesn't he look like Quincy, kind of?
Yeah.
We can't see on our screens.
If you look up, Lummy.
I am looking up. There's nothing up there.
Oh, would it turn off?
No, it was never on.
Blitz didn't have it to the right setting.
Yeah, it did.
No,
it did.
Well, I'm looking at Friends with Money. Synced, Anna, are you seeing the same thing?
Yeah. My
Oh, this morning. I turned it on this morning. It was on there.
Yeah, no, it was working in the morning show.
But it changed sometime?
Yes, and it also changed this one, too.
Huh. Someone might have touched the remote or something. The remotes are in there.
Somebody's gonna die.
Someone probably grabbed the remote.
Tokyo Vice.
Silly.
Might have been your girlfriend. Changed it.
Okay.
Nobody changed it. What are you sending me, Lummy?
Oh, I was sending you that they came out over the weekend showing where they would hit nuclear weapons. Russia.
You guys can't even see this shit, can you?
No.
I'll turn it on.
And it had a super cool opening. This was Quincy right here. Jack Klugman. Hold on. Sound 70s? Well, it was.
Is it Quincy M.E.?
Yeah, Quincy M.E.
Gentlemen, we're about to enter the fascinating sphere of police work, the world of forensic medicine.
So he was like the coroner. And so he would always be the guy that would figure out who the bad guy was. Quincy. No, bust me up. Let me resend that to me.
Yes, sir.
So they're saying why Putin is under the knife getting his cancer cut out, that this bad guy is supposedly going to blow up America.
Well, they're just kind of threatening him. Just in case.
Russian TV lists potential nuclear strike targets.
Oh, push up bra for guys.
What?
After Putin wishes a. Hold on.
Are you fucking kidding me? What was that? It's a.
What, Lummy?
Push up bra for guys?
Lummy, to me, it looks like you got three fucking nuclear submarines. One by California, one by Washington, and one by North Carolina.
Yeah, but I mean, not
big fucking deal.
But yeah, but not many countries come out who have nukes and say,
and you know what we're saying? Bring those shitty ass subs over here, bitch.
No, those aren't the subs. They don't need really the subs now. They said they can get through our defenses.
Those are subs.
Blitz. I mean,
those are absolutely subs.
Blitz. No, I know that I'm usually the fucking wrongest guy of all, but to me, it looks like there's three nuclear subs positioned outside of our country.
That is correct.
No, you are correct on that, on this picture, but they did say that they have some speed of light fucking rocket nuclear thing.
Oh, speed of light?
But Lummy, they may have said that, but in this fucking instance that you sent me, it shows three subs parked off of L.A., Seattle, and Washington, D.C.
And I guarantee there's a sub right now in the Gulf of Mexico because they're always blitz.
They do all the time.
Yes, they do.
And we don't know until months later.
Yep, and I guarantee Tampa will be one of the sites with...
Oh, hit us, bitch.
No, we don't want to be hit.
Shitty ass fucking Russian subs. Get the fuck out of here. You're not doing shit. Bunch of pussies.
Oh, no.
You can't even take over your crane, you stupid fucks. Get the fuck out of here. If I'm the president of the United States, I'm like, fuck off. Oh. Fucking jobbers. You ain't got shit. Julia Davis.
Sorry, guys. I didn't know he would actually nuke everybody.
Sorry.
I thought he was just lying.
I thought we were just doing some pro wrestling.
Oops, I fucked up.
I thought we were just doing some pro wrestling shit.
Well, the most show responsible for Russia nuking the United States.
Because Bubba tells Putin he's a fucking pussy and he ain't got a hair on his ass to hit that fucking button.
I guess I was wrong. You guys, you won't do shit.
We're canceled.
You got a fucking hair on your ass to hit the button. You fucking under the knife motherfucker.
Putin must have had a lot of hairs on his ass.
The entire country destroyed except for the bunker that Mr. Klim was in. Yeah. And Mr. Klim's address to the country is, man, whoever's left, I'm super sorry about being a dick. Mm-hmm. Looks like I was kind of fucking, you know, maybe kind of wrong on that deal. So sorry for the, 450 people that are left in this entire country. Sorry grandma got killed. Sorry your dog got killed. Sorry your mom got killed. But I was good in my bunker. Get the fuck out of here, you pre-roll. Jesus, 30-second pre-roll should be fucking
Guys,
illegal.
I just want to know, how are the Packers? Can the Packers still play this?
They're all dead.
Can you get a report and see if the Packers made it?
Dead radiation.
They should go 16-0 this year, 17-0 this year, because all their teams died.
You're going to be the quarterback.
Here we go.
Best four children. And she knows better than anyone after her transgender teen transitioned in school without her consent or knowledge.
What?
January Little John is that Florida mom. She's also a mental health professional.
Who is the hot ass
She looks like Carrie Underwood.
She looks like fucking hot.
And Bernadette Broyles is Little John's attorney. They are both here
Lil John?
To react. Good morning to you both. January, give us the
good morning
story.
To you, my hot little blondie. I usually don't like blondies.
What's her name?
Holy fucking holy balls of shit.
Here, what happened to your daughter at school?
All right, so
hold
on.
Sure, thank you for having us. My daughter, at the height of the pandemic, expressed confusion over her sex. And this was after three other friends in her peer group also had suddenly started identifying as transgender. Unfortunately, this is becoming a...
All right. So you get these girls, they're in high school, maybe middle school, and they're like, I don't know if I want to be a boy or a girl. Oh, well, I want to be a boy. Me too. Let's start dressing up like a boy. And it's just a thing that the fucking kid's going through, right? You know, whatever. Well, just mom's full hot on the deal because, now what? Because it was allowed at school and they didn't tell her about it or what?
Yeah, that, I guess that she started transitioning.
A lot of them
school.
Are doing packs and stuff.
That's her Instagram.
This girl, hold on.
That's the blonde that you liked.
Holy shit.
That's strong.
That is strong as absolute fuck, is it not? What's her name? Carly.
Carly Shmushkin.
Is she married? Is that her husband?
I think so.
Holy fucking 911. Holy 9/11. Sorry.
Oh,
this is fucking Brian Petroni looking fucking foundation motherfucker. She's skinny as shit too. She needs some new tits.
What?
Yeah.
She does.
She's
need
skinny
to...
as shit. She needs some new tits.
You're
Did you hear what he
as
said?
Shit, yeah. Needs some new tits.
She's 34.
Does
girl,
she
she's
not
old.
Need some? Does
what
she not?
The hell?
Hold on.
What?
Does that bitch not need some tits?
She looks great.
She does look good, but she needs some tits.
Then she's married.
Good.
To Peter Bouchamagany.
Fuck Peter Bouchamagany. This bitch is, oh.
Peter Boozer.
If she just had some 425s kicking with no fucking bra, holy shit. Fuck me running. Oh, yeah.
Her mom's name is Zuma Aponte Samikas.
Russian or something.
Fuck me running. Woo. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Strong. Strong.
Fucking born and raised in New York City.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's a strike against a bitch.
What?
Those leathers?
Oh, yeah.
Those leathers?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what does she look like right out of bed?
She's 5'6".
Perfect.
And that was her husband that was on the screen.
Oh, look at that right there. I don't know who's hiring this. I don't know who's hiring what at Fox, but holy shit.
He's a businessman from Bloomington, Illinois.
She's a businessman.
Oh, yeah. Fox News and Newsmax.
See, Anna, that bitch is only some tits away from just being a fucking 10. A little shiny on the forehead. Sorry.
Well, she's 34, so.
How many kids?
Well, this
she
page says she's 36.
How many kids?
That's
she
disgusting.
Oh, yeah, so
she's
186.
Oh,
how many
pages?
How many kids out of the SNS?
None out of the SNS.
How many kids out of the SNS? No. No kids out of the SNS?
No kids out of the SNS.
Your husband looked like a doofus.
Yeah, what a doofus.
They met when she was 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful.
What a loser. She's beautiful.
She doesn't need tits.
She's
just beautiful as she is.
She needs tits.
Yeah, she needs them.
Here's a bikini shot.
She's
what
got
does she
em.
Need, Lummy?
Tits.
She needs tits.
She's got tits. Tits. They're just small ones.
So is Putin supposedly under the knife right now?
Yeah.
Think so.
And what is he getting done? Like just a couple little touch up deals?
Well,
what?
You know, who really knows?
Hold on, let me, who's
this? That's her in her bikini.
Oh, maybe she's gotten tits since then.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's kayfabing the tits.
She's tiny.
She needs to fucking eat, man. That's too small.
What's Putin have done? His fucking large intestine fucking
Abdominal cancer. So they're probably going to cut something out, obviously.
Like some of his intestines or stomach or what?
They don't really say.
Yeah, just in his midsection somewhere, abdominal.
Is it me or are you guys kind of Ukrained out? Like, I mean, it's like you guys have cried wolf so much about this Ukraine shit.
Crying
like,
wolf?
Like, well,
uh-huh. Well, just, I mean, just continues to happen every day. It's same, you know, day in, day out. So
I think we just sent $330 billion, right? Something like that.
I don't know, billion, maybe $3 billion, I don't know.
$3 billion, no way.
$330 billion, yeah. Where the fuck, where are we getting all this money? Did you see where fucking Biden's going to start forgiving loans? Student loans?
They've been talking about that for a while.
Yes, Blitz, if it's $50,000 or less, they're going to forgive your fucking student loan.
See, this just shows...
That's bullshit.
I agree. This just shows, do not be responsible, because if you're responsible, then you get punished for being responsible.
Right, exactly. Don't go
don't
and pay
your
off
bills.
Your student loan. Yep. Just let the government take care of you. Quit your job, get a stimulus check, get $900 a kid. What the fuck?
Well, it kind of goes
free
back...
Free insurance, let all the immigrants in... Fucking, you know what? You can't have free speech. We're going to fucking hawk you down on that deal. Fucking entitlements. You must be in, you know, it's like beholden to the government. Fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? Now, and what about the people that paid off their student loans? What about the great
didn't
people?
Go to college.
What about the, no, but what about the motherfuckers that, you know, went out and had, I've known people that have had hundreds of thousands of dollars of student loan.
Mm-hmm.
100, yeah. 150,000 because they went on and got their master's. And they went and 10 years of their life after they got out of college, they were spent paying off these student loans. They paid,
Ashley
and they
did.
Paid off every fucking dollar of it.
Ashley had student loans for her master's and
there
she paid it off.
Your wife, a prime example. How fucked up is that Ashley paid it off
and,
like you're supposed to, and some motherfucker now gets it waived. Should they be giving Ashley a rebate? I think.
Well, you know, the one problem, and by the way, it was
fucked up.
It was $33 billion. Sorry, $33 billion. Mm. Put an extra zero in, but that's still a lot of money after I think we've given $330 billion. But you know, the big problem
we're
on
sending
the student loan,
the switchblade motherfucking drones, kid.
Well, is when Obama
I wish
took
a switchblade drone would hit my building right now and just take us all up in fucking flames.
Well, Obama took the,
I mean,
the student loan
first?
From the bank.
I'm doing all right.
And brought him to the government.
What's that, Lummy?
I'm listening, Lummy.
The problem is that one of the problems that happened is that, like, I think in 2015, President Obama took the student loans that the banks would give, and the banks would usually work with students, you know, different things, and he put them all pretty much to the government. So now the government's responsible for, I think it's like $1 trillion, $2 trillion in student loans.
Where does it end?
Well, why do you need to keep them at the fucking bank?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, we're fucked. We're so fucked. I mean, listen, I don't really shop that much, but I did last weekend.
Oh, no. Did you really?
Fucking eggs are $4.
Yeah. I shopped yesterday.
You went to Publix?
Eggs are four. Yeah, eggs are $4.
Yeah, they are.
Were they your $4?
They used to be 99 cents a dozen.
They used to be 99 cents and a bitch ain't one.
Did you pay the $4?
Yes.
Or did someone else?
Don't get me on a goddamn technicality.
Sorry,
I'm fucking over your bullshit.
I'm sorry.
You know how you're squeezing Blitz's face like that? I'm going to squeeze my face against your fucking face.
Yeah.
Get face control, bitch. Face pressure.
Face control.
I got a big fucking thick Neanderthal bone fucking face. Just wipe out your little fucking thin Jewish bones.
And you could fart on her.
What's already dead?
Don't you fucking face me. Don't worry about who the fuck went. I saw the bill. Maybe I didn't go physically and pick him up, but I got the receipt and looked at it today. Yesterday, I was like, holy shit.
You didn't, now you didn't even go? You just saw the receipt?
Yeah.
I saw the receipt. Yeah. Organic,
so the merch prick went and got the fucking eggs, and I said, I'm looking at the receipt because I'm trying to fetch it, you know, make a copy of it. And I go,
Eric. Is he going to fetch it?
Eric. She goes, what? I go, $4 eggs? What kind of fucking eggs did you buy? She goes, just the kind I always buy, Daddy. And yeah. I go, what the fuck? The- eggs are $4?
Dude.
Regular, that was in a Honeymooner episode.
Bubba, Fairlife milk at Publix when it's not on sale.
$6.
Yeah, it's like five something for a half a gallon.
Suck my fucking dick.
Yeah. Well.
It's like, oh my God.
I mean, your options are don't eat or spend the money. I mean, it, you know.
I mean, what has happened?
Well, Ashley over the weekend spent $500 on four cans of formula because there's a shortage on formula now.
It's a $125
yeah.
A
I went to a
pop?
No, we had to buy it offline because the company doesn't have them because of there's problem with their plants. So now there's shortages, and people, if they do get them, buy them and jack
resell
it up.
Them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you fucked?
Otherwise, you're just fucked. Because formula is at
we're
all
fucked.
Time fucked.
From baby formula to the fucking eggs that I eat in the morning and to the fucking Fairlife milk that Blitz drinks.
Yep.
Everything is fucking fucked.
And
to the race car tire. To the race car tire, to the open wheel modified tire that I used to pay $138 for is now $179.
Per tire?
Per tire. Hmm. Used to be $139, is now $40
yeah.
on one tire.
And I mean, like,
what the
you
fuck?
Know, that's
I don't even know nothing that's I don't know nothing that's not gone up 30%.
Oh, everything. We're and the thing is, like, tires and stuff, like, okay, so that's a hobby.
Right.
But, like, people have to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you're right. That's why I'm not fucking racing my car.
Yeah.
And people do have to eat. And how many families have, you know, a family of four that go through, you know, 24 eggs a week?
Yeah.
Because each kid has an egg or, you know, fuck, I mean, whatever. Eggs are very much a staple. Eggs,
sure.
Eggs, milk, bread, bottled water. Bottle mm-hmm. water? I mean, bottled water is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's up too. Well, yep. They did say they came Sorry, out, I guess, family of four, normally they're paying $548 more a month than they did last
more
year.
More a month. That's
more, not even total.
That's yeah. just a month.
I got to think a family of four, like when my mom, when you, if you had two kids and you had a man and a woman or two men or just a family of four, two adult mouths to feed and two kids. You know, kids eat a lot of fucking food.
Yeah, they do.
And, you know, so like, I don't even know what it would cost retail for a family of four to go out. If a mom went out and planned, you know, seven breakfasts, maybe you miss a few lunches. Well, a lot of kids are at school. Obviously, they could eat school food.
Or you pack
for
a lunch.
Or you pack a lunch. Man, I mean, pack a lunch.
That's all I did.
I know, because your parents allowed it.
Huh?
Most of our parents said, eat the fucking school
exactly.
food.
Exactly.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
No. My parents never made
Yeah, that's
made
the
me
difference
that.
Between your that's upbringing.
They want to do something
that's
nutritious.
What I'm trying to, that's what I'm trying to establish.
That's
the
what
fact
he's saying.
Is that you were coddled.
I know what you're saying.
And snowflaked. And Blitz's dad and my dad said, you know what, motherfucker? The best it's going to be is you're going to get an extra carton of chocolate milk.
Yeah, school lunch.
Or maybe, you know what, on Fridays when they have the pizza, I'll give you the fucking 50 cents to get you an extra piece.
No, they wouldn't. Our school wouldn't let us do that.
My mom went and worked as the lunch lady.
So she fucking was sneaking her kid.
Yeah.
So, but I'm like, Blitz, what we could do is, you know how they, and by the way, I mean, it might have been the rot gutness fucking pizza, but it was the best shit
Dude,
ever.
Dude, hold on.
The circle pizza?
No, the fucking
Square.
Octagon Mexican
yes.
pizza was the best yeah. pizza in the
in
whole
the
wide world
In the fucking
ever.
Living world. Yeah.
Still to this day, best pizza ever.
I don't know
ever.
How school pizzas end up as good as they are, but I'd put it against any fucking pizza I've ever
yep.
eaten.
That's disgusting.
That slab, that rectangular pizza
yeah,
slab.
The octagon one was the best.
It's
yeah.
like that cheap Presto sauce.
Ew.
I don't know, man, but you got
Sorry,
to, you know.
Sorry, my parents loved me.
Yeah, yeah, so.
Holy bread, bitch.
My and they would publish what they had, like on the days where they have real shitty stuff like goulash and shit. You know, mm-hmm. my mom would say, "Tough, tough."
Goulash
I'm not
is good.
Making you a peanut butter. No, goulash. I'm trying to think of some shit.
Yeah, just whatever.
Like what the fuck? Sometimes they give you like a bologna sandwich with
Ew,
mayo on it.
That's not kosher.
Yeah, well, Bubba, were they trying
no,
to introduce
real.
You all the vegetables and fruits and shit like
from
that
from
too?
The can?
Somebody Google me. School lunches of the 80s or the 70s.
Ugh.
School lunches of the
You're
70s.
You're like a prisoner.
You were. You got in line. They gave you, I'm sure this was probably, I'm the oldest here, so the way it happened for me, Blitz, is you go to the front office on Monday and you would pay them your $2.
Have you seen what they offer now in schools?
It's really nice.
Dude, hold on. I'm going to send you this, Bubba. This is on top of the daily thing. This is what they offer for you to buy at Hillsborough County School on top of what they offer.
Bubba, is that what you got?
Hold on here. What?
Yes.
A la carte.
Hold on.
Can you
look at that menu? It's bigger than most restaurants.
Fresh roasted wing basket.
Read the entrees. You can't see them.
Just efficiently. How do you get them through in 35 minutes with an a la carte order deal?
So not all of these are every day, but a lot of them are.
What do you order them in the morning?
Are there any vegetarian options?
Yeah.
You can't see anything.
Tampa's own Cuban sandwich, crispy chicken sandwich, 4 cheese pizza. Fuck that. This is what we got.
Do they have any salads?
Yeah, they do.
They do, yes.
Good.
Resend
the picture?
Yeah, resend the
picture. You love salad.
Resend the picture.
But McDonald's doesn't.
No, they don't.
All right. This is the kind of shit. This is what I would get. Now hold on.
That was a good day.
This was a absolute ass-kicking fucking Friday right here.
Or,
they never serve pizzas except on Friday.
It's all carbs.
You like that mayo or that mustard they got there?
No, that would have gone upside but Greg Thornberry's hand.
The only thing better than that is when they offer the square pepperonis on it.
Yeah.
And that, like that's straight sugar and carbs.
Hold on, that's what me, Larry Plummer,
every kid ate.
Richie Caldwell, fucking Kevin Bixler.
That was a well-rounded, nutritious meal.
Ew.
Right there.
Ew.
Oh, look, you got the fruit.
Oh, because you got fruit and you got corns, you got vegetables.
Yeah.
Yep. Starch.
You got your calcium from the chocolate milk.
But honestly, you don't understand. That's what you got. And if you didn't get that, you were Johnny. Pack your lunch, guy.
Yeah.
And
what's wrong with that?
We completely ribbed you.
Yeah. Why?
Because our parents
loved us.
No, because you were being coddled.
So
we made fun of you. Be like, oh, and you'd have your little fucking Wonder Woman pail, lunch pail.
Absolutely. Lunchbox.
You get this guy, fucking nerd boy. He'd have like a Star Wars or a fucking.
Yeah, that was me.
And we would literally at the bus stop. At the end of the day, when it was empty, take it and clonk it over his fucking head.
That's so mean.
Or we would take it and chuck it down the road and it would scrape it all up.
Yeah, and you would throw rocks at him.
Rocks?
Yeah, we would. You're like, get the fuck out of here, you nerd.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And we're going to go play. Us cool kids are going to go get on our bikes and terrorize the neighborhood.
Bitch boy.
And you don't even think about getting on your bike and hanging out with our crew.
Because
we got 4 cool motherfuckers. You're a pussy. Yeah.
Then you put a stick in between their tires.
Their spokes.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, fuck we'd that. Have
baseball. My parents made
we'd
me, like, salad sandwiches.
We would have baseball cards fruit. In our spokes. We sound like we had us a fucking motorcycle, and we would stick.
Carrot sticks with hummus.
I did steal this one kid's egg salad sandwich almost every day.
You're a dick.
In middle school.
Yeah, egg salad sandwich is the best. Makes it a little farty.
Especially when I got to steal. Bullying was part of growing up and getting tough. And so, like, you know, I got bullied until I got old enough to bully somebody else. And it was just being got bullied, handed. And finally, when I was in sixth. What?
Huh?
And then when I was like in grade school, you'd start getting bullied when you're like in third grade. Third and fourth grade, you got bullied. Fuck, you're a low man on the totem pole.
Yep.
But fifth, now in my grade school, it only went to sixth, for, you know, K through six.
Okay.
So you'd start getting to be a fifth grader, and, you know, at that point, you only had to worry about one class that was tougher than you. And then by the time you were in sixth grade, you were beating all the third and fourth grades ass.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck you little fuckers.
What?
Around here it's K to five.
Yeah, K to five.
6, 7, 8 is middle school, and then 9, 10, 11, 12 right. High school.
So when you're six, Blitz, you're a little Johnny fuckboy at that point. When you're in sixth grade, keep your mouth shut, right?
Yep.
Then you get to be seven, you're kind of a tweener. And then by the time you're in eighth grade, you're ready to beat the fuck out of the fifth grader.
The kids,
or sixth grader.
The kids that are the worst are like around here. It's 6, 7, 8 for middle school. It's like seventh and eighth graders are the absolute fucking worst.
Little fuckers.
Because they can fail every class. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go against your report. You know, like doesn't go against college admission or anything. So it doesn't fucking matter.
When Tyler took homeschool the last year, when they making everybody homeschool during the COVID Willie, he could fucking flunk a test, and then. Take it again, no big deal.
Yep.
And so I'd be like, "What'd you get?" I would pull his stuff online. I go, "Tyler, you fucking got a D on this test. He goes, yeah, I know. I didn't really study that hard. And I go, what the fuck? And he goes,
I'll do it again.
I'm taking it tomorrow. And what do you mean I'm taking it tomorrow? I'm going to read. And so you can just take it tomorrow and then it replaces this one? Yeah.
Because.
What do you mean it replaces this one?
Yeah, because 10, 15 years ago, all the parents would go in to call the teacher and go, your test is fucked up, and little Johnny said that he blah, 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 and you need to make him retake the test. So the teachers would go, okay, fine, I'll let little Johnny retake the test. And now it's like, just, they're like, fuck it. Like, if you don't like the way it came out, just take it again. Who cares?
Yeah.
Because the parents, you know, the little Johnny did nothing wrong ever. It was never Johnny's fault.
I remember 2 years ago, whatever the fuck, Tyler, it was a senior year, and he had, like, this one paper he had to write about what you wanted to be as you get older. And this was like his senior year, like a career class or some bullshit. And Tyler said, you know, I don't know if I want to go to college, but I'd like to learn a trade.
Very practical.
Something like that. The teacher gave him an F because his teacher was Johnny go to college and whatever. So Tyler wrote it again. And he's like, you know, but he kind of punched it up a little bit from the first one. Got a D. So then I go, Tyler, this obvious this motherfucker wants you to go to college, so why don't you write one? So he wrote one like, you know what, upon further thinking about trade school and other stuff, I think that perhaps that could all be accelerated if I would go to maybe a 2-year undergrad deal.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfucker got a B+, but he was allowed to take it 3 times. When the fuck do you get to take things 3 times?
Never.
Never.
By the way, my dick would be so hard in fifth grade if this was fucking, if you're getting
if
this.
That was lunch.
Oh, my God. Blitz, tell Anna, that is the Rolls Royce of lunches.
Yeah, so the only thing better is the square pepperoni on your pizza.
Yeah. And Anna.
That's disgusting.
And at my place, you could get it for an extra 50 cents. You could get an extra slab of pizza.
Damn.
Where's the green? Where's the greenery?
Fuck the green. There is no green.
Where's
the vegetables?
I was just saying what probably Anna looked like
big,
in school.
Big, leafy greens.
I went to a fucking skating rink this weekend.
Look at that, Bubba. See, that's us back in there. There's Anna with her Garfield and her glasses.
This is me,
Why
Blitz.
Why do I have bifocals?
Hold on.
I'm 4.
This is me, Blitz, and Lummy.
Yep.
We're the 3 guys. We're the kids that are fucking eating school lunches. And you 3 little bitches. Now, this girl's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This was like Krista Diaco. She was eating school. Mm-hmm. But there's Anna.
Yep. What the fuck?
There's Anna.
And there's like, you know, whoever else the fuck.
Yeah, but your little Garfield and your little cups and your sandwiches.
I went to a roller skating rink this weekend, and they had pizza there. And it's like, you know, it's shitty pizza, but like fresh. It's like good. It's so good.
It's like the Hunt Brothers shit that you could get in the convenience store.
Yeah.
If you get it right off the grate, man.
It was too. It was so good. Like, it was just so shitty and so good.
Anna, that's you right there.
I know.
Look at these two
I think
dudes.
I did have Garfield lunch.
Look at these two dudes. They're just fuck. They're fuck up.
Yeah, they got school lunches too.
Yeah, they got school, and they're already done. They've already fucking squirreled
already
through
high.
Their shit. Yeah, they got their.
Why was it cool to get school lunches? Wouldn't you think it'd be the opposite?
No.
No. It was because listen, because it did. It showed like you were cool.
And like second and third, like fourth grade, maybe it's cool to bring your own lunch, but like after that, it's not cool anymore.
Yeah, because it's like mommy and daddy are taking care of
you. You were getting babied.
Yep.
And you were weird.
Oh, yeah.
And you were weird.
My dad made my lunch, I think, up until the end of high school.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Mm-hmm. And look how fucking weird you are.
Mm-hmm. Here I am.
I mean, would you not admit?
I don't want to admit
I've
anything.
I've known a lot of women, and I really know you. I know you a lot. I mean, like, I really know you.
Is this
right?
About me getting tits?
I mean, no, it's not about you getting tits. Other than fucking you and being romantic with you, I know you. Like, I kind of know your idiosyncrasies, and I just kind of know you as a person.
You too.
I know that you're quirky. You know, and I love it all.
Sure.
But you're weird.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you were this weird in high school. You know, you weren't like, you know, Lori Howard, fucking, you know, hot as shit, cheerleader,
getting after it,
getting fingered underneath the bleachers.
No way. I never even held a guy's hand.
That's right.
I was a weirdo. I was scared of guys. And they didn't like me.
And you're the girl. And the girls. You're the girl that wore the. You know that brought the Garfield fucking Ninja Turtle fucking deal.
Well, she carried a French horn.
Carried a French horn.
Oh God.
Braces.
Yep. Braces.
You were sucking dick in high school.
No way. I'd never even seen a penis in my life.
That's what I'm saying. The cool girls suck dick in high school.
Yeah. Oh, I was aware.
No,
I
for
hear
real.
Talk.
They're quacking like a duck.
The hot cool girls were sucking dick in high school.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember the first time.
If you have a woman want to know if you're cool or not, just reflect back as to whether you sucked any dick.
Yep.
If you sucked dick in high school, you're cool. Yeah.
I remember a girl I knew. She was younger than me, and she was telling me about when she had anal sex, and we were in high school. And I was a little shocked.
Well, she
was shocked.
They call that a technical virgin.
Yes, because that's what a lot of girls.
She had them in all the holes. Like she was a fucking whore.
How would she say it to you? Like, first of all, what grade were you in?
I must have been. Third. I must have been in a sophomore. She was a freshman.
All right, so you're in 11.
But
you're
she
in
had,
10.
I think, she had family issues and stuff like
all
that.
Right, so she's in ninth grade. You're in 10,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And how does the conversation come up? She's like, you know.
Well, I remember she was like, we had a dance class together or something. She wasn't very good, but she could kind of shake her ass. She was a white girl with a huge ass, huge. And I remember she was telling me about having anal sex or something, and I'm like, she told me she couldn't shit for 3 days. And then she's like, I'm like, what is it like? She's like, have you ever put your ass up against a jet in like a jacuzzi? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, it's kind of like that.
Hold on, I didn't want to try it after that.
No, I had tried it when I was a kid to see how it felt.
I'm calling shenanigans.
And I couldn't shit for a few days either.
I'm calling shenanigans. You'd already back that ass up on a jacuzzi jet?
Well, I think sometimes when you're like a kid, you're like, ooh, what does this feel like? And then you're like, oh shit, that's bad. And then I couldn't shit for a couple days.
All right, so now
back me up.
Lummy loved it.
But listen,
oh yeah,
here's the deal. Backing your ass up on a jacuzzi is one thing, but being a girl, it's almost your girly like duty to be sucking some dick in high school.
No way, Bubba.
Yeah, it's your girly like duty.
I'm not talking.
Bubba, you don't understand what the fuck you were dealing with in high school. I was a fucking nerd.
Ass fucking.
I was scared of boys.
And sucking dick are completely planted.
I wouldn't know what to do with a penis. I was scared of them.
You suck it.
Hey, or you blow it like a French horn.
If you're with me and we're together and you like me, I'm like, hey, why don't you suck my dick?
Yeah, no boy ever asked me to do that. No boy even wanted me. The only time boys wanted me was when they wanted to fuck my friends. So
that's
just
why.
Do you know why?
Do you know why?
Yeah, that happened right before.
Do you know why?
I'm sad.
Because you wouldn't suck a dick.
Yeah.
Do
you know
suck
why?
A dick good.
No, I took a shot of apple pucker by myself.
Because you didn't have a reputation. The girls that suck dick, it quickly gets out. They like sucking dick, and they become very popular.
Yeah.
Right. And but so you here I am bringing my own lunch.
Bringing your lunch with a fucking French horn and braces.
Yep.
Ugh.
And you got these cute...
No
and you
dicks to be found.
And you were cute... But you
no,
were.
No, I wasn't.
No, hold on. You were awkwardly homely cute.
I'll let you decide.
Great,
I
you
got some
great,
pictures.
You had a, send them to me. You had a great body.
Okay.
Great body.
But here's the deal. Like all of your imperfections would have gone away if you just sucked a little dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
This is how guys talk. Me and Blitz will show it to you.
Okay.
Hey, Blitz, see that girl over there?
Yeah.
She's got kind of big ass.
Right.
You know, she's all right. I mean, you know, she's not. You know, I mean, I don't know. But
you've been going out with her?
No. Oh. But, and I don't love her. And I'm not taking her to the prom.
Oh.
But guess what?
What?
She sucks my dick.
Oh.
I mean, like she comes
like
over.
Good?
She comes over like.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Like on Friday nights,
right.
and we go back to my dad's, to Doug's garage, and she sucks the shit on my dick.
So she like lays across the fucking riding lawnmower and...
Listen, you fucking pump her mouth. Don't worry about the logistics of it.
What are you guys talking about? You guys talking about sucking dick?
So here, hey, Lummi, do you know Rhonda over there?
Oh yeah.
You know, listen, I know she's a big girl, and I know you don't. But guess what?
What?
She sucks dick.
Oh,
no fucking way. You
know, yeah, but have you guys gone swimming yet and had the jet in your ass? It's fucking great.
No, but I know that I got my dick sucked by her last Friday.
All right, I got a couple photos. Doesn't suck
dick. What were you doing?
Hanging out with the chick that doesn't suck dick.
Yeah, you were hanging out with the chick that didn't suck dick. That you're fucking, you know, trying
the ironing board over there.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just send it to everybody so we can all laugh.
Here's the deal. The girl that sucks dick, she instantaneously is kind of cool. Is she not?
Oh, yeah, you're going to go to a party.
I mean, when we're in high school, all we're worried about is getting our dick sucked.
I remember there was a girl in middle school that during a middle school dance got fingered.
Yeah.
And like, well, I mean, everybody talked about it so much that she had to fucking change schools.
Really? That had to be a little early, getting fingered in
seventh. Right, that's what I was saying. It was middle school.
Well, I sent you guys some pictures.
Oh, God.
Good, but, hold on. You sent them to me. Why can't you send them so I can broadcast them?
What?
Well, I mean.
We're on podcast.
Yeah.
So I can show them to everybody, though.
Well I sent it to.
She sent it to everyone.
Anna. So I'm looking at the picture of you holding the French horn. Okay? You know, with your little bow tie on there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm looking at it.
That's a, you know, you're cute.
Bubba.
Hold on. You're
cute. Bubba, zoom in.
Anna.
Open your fucking eyes.
You're cute, but you're cute. By the way, it looks like you got fucking Jackie Gleason fucking creeping you in the
no
back.
No shit. I was thinking, I was like, whoa.
Jackie Gleason's fucking
just noticed
with
that
his
guy.
Members only leather jacket.
I have no idea who that is either.
His dick, but I'm just saying. Okay, I'm looking at the French horn deal, right? You're awkwardly homely cute, but hold on. You'd be super fucking popular
with some 325s.
If you sucked dick.
Oh, sorry.
No.
I was just one dick sucking away from being cool.
How old are you in that picture?
I was in like seventh grade.
All right, so Blitz. Hey, Blitz, you know the awkward.
Did you see the first picture?
Blitz, you know the awkward homely girl that plays the French horn? You know what she also plays?
What does she play?
The dick.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so see that little fucking French horn?
Every time
she
blows that French horn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
I know she's not one you want to take to the fucking dance and all that kind of bullshit, but man. Anna, you know, fucking, she'll come over and suck your dick. Anna, all the boys would have been just like blowing your spot up.
Really?
Yeah. And
did you see the first picture where I look like my friend's boyfriend?
I think you look cute as fuck.
In the first picture, you're wearing a T-shirt with a picture of you on it.
No, that's a.
Yeah, what is that?
No,
it's
a reflection. I'm looking at it.
Okay, but I'm just telling you right now, you're cute. You remind me of a girl named Danielle Forcelli.
Yep.
That I tried to fuck when I was in fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to fuck when you were in fifth grade?
We thought we were trying to fuck in fifth grade, but we wouldn't have known what the fuck to do with it if we had. Right. We were trying to French kiss, get our dicks rubbed, and maybe grab on some titties.
Okay.
That's about the best it got in fourth and fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth grade?
Fifth.
Third, maybe.
Fifth.
What the fuck? You're like nine.
Fifth and sixth.
Yeah, look, preschool.
Fifth and sixth, you're trying to make out and suck on some titties and get your... No, I mean, listen, as a man, I wish you guys would believe me on this.
You guys? I was there.
Yeah, yeah.
I was trying to grab some titties.
Yeah. So in fifth and sixth grade...
I remember in middle school... in middle school I grabbed some titties. That was the best thing I fucking did all year long.
Oh, fuck yeah. We were, now listen, Anna. So when, we're going to give you some guy law, okay?
I'm sucking all on titties.
How old were you in this picture where your girlfriend's got her arm around you?
Seventh grade, both.
All right, perfect.
So I'm like, like 12?
You're kind of cute.
Okay.
So by seventh grade, what us guys, so fifth and sixth grade, all of us guys are thinking about is one, to make out.
Okay, that's fair.
That's like ultimate. Two, maybe, like squeeze and grab on some titties.
Yeah, and for real, like holding hands was kind of the thing too.
Yeah, yeah, you're holding hands. And then three, maybe, just fucking maybe you could get her to rub your cock through your jeans.
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like that was like fucking. Like that was the worst. That was the dirtiest it was going to get.
Yeah, you were already married. I mean, like you were married at that point.
Yeah. So then you got to seventh and eighth grade. And at that point, you really wanted a finger.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yes.
That's where the fingering comes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let me correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the same timeline that you're on.
Oh, yeah.
So in seventh and eighth grade, you're thinking about
Cheeto fingers.
Making out. Sucking on some titties, and fingering pussy,
sucking on them tits.
No, but and then maybe her, not no head yet, but maybe her getting your dick out like by itself,
like touching a little bit,
like maybe like a jack off.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then in ninth grade, that's when head comes.
Yeah,
yeah. That's when you need head.
So
you
do that until my 20s.
And so, In ninth grade, ninth and tenth grade, you're just trying to get head. Then in 11th and 12th, you're trying to fuck.
Yep.
That's how it goes. Mm. So here you are in eighth grade, and if you were just rubbing on dick and letting guys...
Yeah, I don't think I was ready for that. I was still playing with fucking ponies.
Yeah, if you were just let guys rub up on your little titties and kiss you, you would have been...
Wanted to kiss me, Bubs.
Nobody wanted to kiss you because you were throwing out the don't fucking kiss me vibe, bitch.
By being gross.
That old guy in the background...
I was belly Humpty
Dumpty. That old guy in the background would have fucking...
I'm going to tell you right now, you would have been one of the most popular girls in school if you... If you just would have let guys grab on your titties.
Right.
And sometimes
they were big and juicy for seventh grade, I'll tell you that much.
There you go.
Yeah, they were.
Yes, you know, fucking popular.
Same size they are now.
Yeah. Those tits. Hell yeah. Your tits that you're working with now on a seventh grader. Am I
it's
trying
to high.
Be
high? Oh, that's a fucking dream.
That's
fucking high.
She's stacked.
Yeah, big old tits.
I think she's fucking stuffing. She's got such big tits.
Nope. These are mine, boys.
And then.
And I refused to wear a bra because I was in denial. I'm like, I'm not developing.
It's,
so I was running around with these big
nothing
titties.
Nothing better than some seventh grade titties.
It's your parents, man. Your dad should have said,
no, my mom was like, this is ridiculous. And I'm like, I don't have tits. I don't know what you're talking about. My mom's like, you're delusional.
So did your mom ever say, Anna, baby, if you want to be popular, just let guys grab your tits.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having that
conversation? I'm sure she did.
She gave me a lot of great advice.
She's like,
growing
hey,
up.
Hey, Anna, why don't you just suck some dick?
No,
that was my bubby.
Seventh, eighth grade, maybe you just rub it a little bit, you know, jerking off.
Yeah, well, no, just rubbing dick and making out. That's all you do. Rub dick and
rubbing
make
dick
out.
And making out. Got it.
Well, that would have been, would Bubba's that have been very traumatic for you?
Probably for the other person.
No, no, but let's just say that you had a boy and, you made out with him and you rubbed his dick.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Through his jeans.
Okay.
That's it.
Yep.
And while doing that, he squeezed on your titties.
Okay.
That wouldn't have been that big a deal. Looking back now, would that have been a big deal?
Truly, Bubba, honestly, that would have fucking terrified me. It still does sometimes. Well, but yes,
see,
that would have been horrible for me.
If you would have
I was
been
not
able
ready
to
do
through
that.
That terrorization back then.
No.
It would have opened up a whole nother. We may not even be here today. You might be like, you know, way more.
You'd be the biggest OnlyFans person around.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Just sucking strangers' dicks left and right.
Yeah. Nerd slut.
Glory holes.
Slut nerd bitch.
Yeah.
Slut nerd bitch.
Just your having fucking
nerd,
sucking
nerd,
HIV,
nerd,
fucking AIDS.
What a dream.
Oh, you'd have it all.
Nerd,
hepatitis
slut,
A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Nerd slut bitch.
Nerd slut bitch.
Let me hear about that new girl.
Who?
Nerd slut bitch.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah.
She blows a French horn and your cock.
Nerd
at the same
underscore
time?
Slut underscore bitch.
All right, honest to God, this is the podcast.
A fisty like that horn.
And we're a little more insulated here.
No.
When did you get your first dick suck?
Yeah. Who sucked your dick the first time?
Me?
No, not
you. Who sucked
you.
My dick?
No.
Oh, let's go around the room.
We're going around the room.
My dick got sucked when I was... No,
hold on. I got my first dick suck when I was a junior. I was way late on the deal.
Oh, I was actually a junior. It was incoming junior, like the first month of the year.
Mine was the summer between my... sophomore and junior
year. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
summer of 80, I can remember, I guess it was the fucking summer of 81 or 82.
I was coming in summer of 2001.
Blitz, listen, your girlfriend ain't gonna care. I mean, Anna, tell him he can be honest about getting his dick sucked.
You can be honest.
First time was 2 months ago.
By Anna Hommel.
No, the first time ever?
Yeah, ever.
Like, I think the summer between 9th and 10th grade.
Yep.
That's oh my God!
This was a little earlier than
so
this.
Young.
And then nothing for like a few years.
Oh,
yeah. How about jacking off?
Oh,
the first time you jacked off.
Sixth grade.
What did
12.
You do?
I didn't start that late.
What did you do with it? You know what I did? I put it on my mom's dish towel.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
But like, but I can remember I'm jerking the shit out of my and all of a sudden I fucking nut. And I can't even imagine.
Did you know that could happen? Right.
Well, Larry Plummer told me.
All right, that your dick throws up or something?
Like, so we were waiting for our moms one day. It was in seventh grade, and we were waiting for our moms to pick us up from football. And he goes, hey, this is my best friend, Larry Plummer. We're sitting here, just sitting on the fucking curb. Blitz, there's no smartphones. There's no nothing.
Right.
They're sitting on the curb waiting for your mom to get you.
Sure.
That's all the fuck there is.
I remember those days.
Yeah, payphones.
So your mom would give you a fucking quarter, and you'd call her. And my mom was like 10 minutes away. So as soon as you got, you know, out of the shower.
I was so cheap. that my mom, because there was like, it was only like two or three payphones we'd ever use, but like if she knew we were going, she knew the number, and she'd say, here's a quarter, you dial it, let it ring twice, hang up, and then if she doesn't answer, you dial it, let it ring twice, and hang up, and then she'll call it back.
Exactly.
And that way you get your quarter back.
Yep.
Yeah, well, my mom just knew to be at a certain fucking time, or I would call on the payphone. But anyway, make a long story short, as your mom was picking you up, you know, you'd bond with your boys. You'd be talking about practice. You'd be talking about all kinds of bullshit. And so Larry and I are sitting there. He's like, hey, do you know about jacking off? I go, no. He goes, well, now he had a boy. See, and here's the thing, Anna. Jacking off and all that, it never, your dad never told you about it as a little boy.
No.
Your boys, you just kind of learned it from the streets.
Right. Yeah.
It was handed down generation to generation.
So to speak.
Yeah.
So to speak.
No pun intended.
So my buddy, you know, Larry Plummer says that now the guy that lived across the street from him was like 2 years older than him.
Right.
And his name was like Tom. And he had like a super fucking hot sister. Okay?
Mm. I believe it.
And hold on. I may have got Venmo'd here. I may have got Venmo'd another $25 from the Hoxie guy.
Thank you.
Ooh,
thank
Hoxie.
You. Thank it's you. Matt. It's Matt, right?
Yeah, Matthew Hoxie.
Thank you, Hoxie.
So I go, what? He goes, well, Tom, I forget what his last name was. He was like in 10th grade. We were like in 7th grade. And so Tom would come over to Larry's house, you know, sometimes and shoot basketballs. Like, you know, just we had nothing to do back then except ride bikes and fucking shoot basketballs and throw footballs and throw baseballs and just fucking, you know, throw rocks and play in the dirt and ride your bikes. So he said, my buddy Tom, who lives across the street, who's a little bit older, told me that if you grab your dick and you start, you know, kind of jerking it a little bit, you know how it gets real. I'm like, and listen, by the time you're in seventh grade, you've had these raging boners, but you didn't know what to do with them.
You didn't start jacking off till seventh grade?
No, I was sixth.
So I'm only 1 year behind Lummy.
Yeah.
Lummy started jacking at 6. I started jacking at 7th. When did you start jacking? Be honest.
I thought it was like probably like 5th grade maybe.
Okay, you're a little faster than us.
Haven't stopped since.
People in Florida were probably a little ahead of the curve. Us fucking hill jacks from Indiana.
Well, Lummy was from Florida.
Still. He was slow.
He's on the beach though.
He's slow.
Those beach kids are a little slower.
Well, it was the summer of 50 between 6 when my dad gave me HBO and 11, 12 o'clock in summer.
So
pop the body.
I go, what? He goes, what you did? And so, you know, Anna, when you're in seventh grade, when you're a boy, like any time past fifth grade, you got these boners.
Okay.
Like your dick just gets
I'm
hard.
I'm familiar with boners.
And yeah, like now, you know, you very rarely is there anything that as you get older that can visually give you a boner as you get older.
Yep.
But as when you're young, man, so just looking
like
at
like a lamp or something.
Like, oh yeah, you could
two
see
two knobs on it.
Right.
Boing.
Or like just one girl walking down the street, kind of cute your age, boner.
Yep.
Boner.
It was a problem back then too, hot, man. Yeah. You couldn't hide. Like sometimes you're like, fuck.
Hot chick, you see Christy McNichol or something, some hot boner.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels, boner.
9th, 10th grade, you go to the beach, you're just fucked.
Did you ever get a boner and you're like, whoa, I didn't think I was going to get a boner from that. Like you see some old like Indian dude walking by, Prathesh, and
no,
then you just get a boner.
Then
you're like,
boner.
Why did I just get a fucking boner?
Yeah, you get a boner.
We didn't get a boner.
At 7-Eleven, that's weird.
Yeah.
Mitch Lucarini, $25 on my fucking Venmo.
Lucarini.
You can Venmo me day and night. It goes right to my personal phone.
Day and night.
At the Bubba Army. Venmo it up, cuz. So Anna.
Yes.
When we're boys like that, we get boners all the time. Not over Indian girls or anything, but we get boners. And we don't know about those boners being able to produce a nut.
Right.
We don't know about it. It's just a fucking boner. Then it goes down.
You didn't have any sex ed?
And it aches. And your boner aches. And so.
Yeah.
So
like
then,
a broken heart.
So Larry Plummer goes, listen, if you take your boner, you know how you get a boner? I'm like, yeah. And like, this is total like not out of bounds talk at all amongst boys. Like, so Larry goes, you know how you get a boner? I'm like, yeah. And he goes, well, if you take that and just start jacking it, like going up and down and put like some spit on it, then you'll come. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, well.
Come where?
I'm like, what do you mean come? And he goes, well, sperm. There's this really, really, really good feeling. And then all this stuff comes out of your penis. Or he said dick. Out of your dick.
Your dick hole.
And I go, what? And he goes, yeah. And it's white and it looks like glue. And I'm like, what?
What the fuck?
He goes, you got to try it. So, man, I was like, man, I've got to try this.
Ruined your life.
And it ruined my life. That first nut you get.
Fuck.
Are we chasing that high? It's
that's all it is. Then just fucking. Yep. Just,
think about it, man. Yep. Think about a nut. It lasts, what, 7 to 8 pulsations, right? I mean, bam, bam. Like, what's a nut last? 6 seconds? 7 seconds?
Yeah.
I mean, on the average, a nut?
Yeah.
All right, so just think about that nut. All of our lives, that's all we're trying to do is get a nut.
Yep.
And just think about all the things it's ruined for that 7 seconds of pleasure.
Missed a lot of things.
Well, it feels good before that, too.
Of course.
Well, yeah, of course it feels good, but the payoff is what?
7 seconds.
The nut.
7 seconds of nuts.
And then on the hunt, too, man. I remember I had a
14.4K hunting for the nut.
I had a 14.4K modem. Man, I start downloading a picture, and you just see it go, doop.
One line at a time.
1 hour later, you come back in, you're like, yeah, I can get a nut.
One hour later, the would just get to right her nipples. And then you'd nut on her nipples.
No, I can't wait for that pussy.
That's.
And then like a day later, the pussy would be there.
Yeah, and be like, oh, that's another nut.
Motors were that fucking slow.
But it was an hour. It was between hours.
No, the worst was like they would download the picture and like you'd see the tit. You're like, hell yeah.
And then a dick would be there.
Yeah, then there'd be a dick.
I know. I got my fucking dick. Wait for that pussy. And I go out and play basketball and I come back in and there's a huge cock on my screen. I'm like, fuck.
So let me jerk off twice then.
Kurt Fisher, $20 on my Venmo. Dick.
Let me jump to the pool to get them jets in the ass.
Kurt Fisher. On my motherfucking Venmo. I'll give all you guys shout-outs tomorrow at the Bubba Army. If you're listening to this via podcast later today, you can fucking Venmo me. Maybe you'll Venmo me this afternoon, and I'm just, there fucking hanging out. Next thing I know, I've got a fucking, 3 p.m. Venmo.
Maybe a 246 gimmick, and you can call them.
But yeah. You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about changing the 246 to 135.
Holy God.
Fuck.
It's taking longer for my medicine to kick in.
Probably need more.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to pile on more on her.
Oh,
because
why?
Because
he doesn't want to die.
Oh, flirting with death.
I'm not flirting with death, but I'm flirting with addiction.
Oh no!
Are you?
You were flirting in 1994, buddy.
I mean, you're in a full-blown relationship now.
I don't know that I can go much.
You're married.
Much stronger on the paint with this deal.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be wise.
Like, so I gotta. Now my 246, it's like my takes 3 hours for my medicine to hit.
Oof.
So I'm not going to bed till like 7:38.
So you just got to take everything earlier.
I think I'm going 135.
Okay, so but you probably 136. You know,
well,
it's taking
it'll be
more
one,
time to fall asleep.
136.
Yep.
Damn.
You know, Tom Bean texted me last night about 7 o'clock. I said, hey, can you give me a quick chat? And I'm like, Tom, you can't text me at 7 o'clock on a fucking Sunday and expect me to have any type of coherency.
So you called him?
No, I didn't. I said, can I call you later today after my show on Monday? And it's like, yeah, go ahead. So, yeah. Hmm. Now we went from jacking off to
136.
So anyway, I got my dick out and my mom's like, hey, you want to go to the mall? And the mall was an hour away, and going to the mall was the greatest thing could ever happen because they had a game room with all the fucking, Tron and all that bullshit.
And it was an hour away?
It was an hour away, and your mom would give you literally $5.
Whoa. That's like $1 million.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
A lot of money,
but
though.
You only went to the mall like once every 2 months. Okay. So your mom would give you like $5, and you'd go cash them in, and literally you could play for about 2 or 3 hours on $5. Just play the fuck out of the games. And your mom would go into the mall and shop and shit, and your sister would go with your mom.
Now, back then, because the arcade started out just being arcades, and they turned into a fucking, you had to go collect tickets.
No, this
is bullshit now.
This was just still fucking straight arcade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because right around that time is when they started to change them a little bit.
Yeah, tokens and tickets.
Well, yeah, but
bullshit.
Remember, like, you weren't playing to have fun, you were playing to get fucking ticket so you could buy some trinket worth 4 cents.
No, that wasn't that. This was just a straight arcade.
Okay, gotcha.
No, I grew up on arcades too, but where are you at? Countryside Mall.
Aladdin's Castle.
They learned how to gouge you a little bit earlier over there in Countryside.
I know.
So you go to the mall, like you would never say no to the mall. Like the mall was the coolest fucking thing ever.
And there's like a lot of kids there.
And there'd be, and yeah, you'd see like 12 and 13 year old little girls with little titties. And you thought you'd have a chance and you'd be playing your little game for 2 hours. And finally, like 15 minutes ago, you'd finally get enough fucking nerve to ask her what her name was. And then she'd fucking blow you off.
Bitch.
And, you know, there was no asking for phone numbers or nothing. You just hope you'd see her back, you know. There's nothing. There was, you were going to get, like, I don't even know what the fuck
then,
you were
thinking.
At
the most, you'd get her home phone. And when you called it, her fucking dad would answer.
Yeah, be like, hello, Smiths.
Wrong number.
Is Lisa there? Yeah, who's this? Todd? How do I know you, Todd? I met Lisa at the casino. Well, don't call back again, Todd. Okay? Sorry, Mr. Smith. Even if they, like, you'd still have to call him Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. So, my mom is going to the mall. She's like, Bubba, you want to go to the mall? It's like Saturday, like at 10:30 in the morning. I'm like, no, I'm not, because I hadn't jacked off yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd heard about jacking off. I heard jacking off was the coolest thing known to man. And it felt so good.
Right.
And Larry had jacked off like 6-7 times. And I hadn't, and so at night, I'd be laying in bed, I'd be playing with it. But I didn't know, like, you know, I didn't want anybody home. When I didn't know if it was going to be this huge explosion. You know, there was no porn. There was no, you didn't know.
Right.
And so my mom goes, hey, we're going to go to the mall. I was like, I don't feel too good. I got a stomach ache. And she's like, okay. Well, back then, the mom would just leave you home and let you watch TV all day. Like, you know, you didn't fucking work. There was no child services or any bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was going to break down your door and rape you or fucking, you know, steal your house or nothing. So I can remember my dad had this Hustler magazine that I had found. And Hustler, if you guys remember, showed like pussy. Like Hustler showed full-blown fucking inside. You could see the girl's cervix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember they had, Beaver Hunt? Within Hustler, they had Beaver Hunt. And it would be like women, for like just amateur women sending in pictures of them naked. And so I had one Hustler that my dad didn't know about that I'd stole from him years ago. And I was going to jack off to. So my mom and my sister leave. My dad's at some car meet or some bullshit. And I know that I got like 5 hours. By the time my mom gets there, spends a couple hours and comes back, it's 5 or 6 hours. I usually would leave like around 11 and get back like around 4. And I'd be, you know, usually right there with them playing fucking arcade, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Mom would maybe buy you some school clothes or some bullshit. So I tell my mom, no, I don't want to go. And the minute they pulled out, I whip out my dad's fucking Hustler and I start, you know, doing my dick like the way you're supposed to be doing it, you know, like.
Yeah, doing the dick.
Doing my dick the way you're supposed to be doing it. And next thing you know, I feel this, you know, this unbelievable feeling. And then Larry told me, just when you feel real tingly, just keep going. And then all this, you know, white stuff comes out of your dick. So I keep going. All of a sudden, all this fucking white shit comes all over my belt. Like, I'm nude. Because I figured I'd just jump in the shower afterwards. Mm-hmm. But all this shit goes everywhere. I mean, you got to think about your very first nut. Remember back in the day when you used to have distance on that nut?
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, you could shoot for a while.
I mean, right now, if I was missionary and a girl, I can't get past her belly button. Yeah, I mean, hey, I'm fucking 56 years old. I mean, I'm not Johnny shoot it to your face anymore.
Right.
Let me, what are you? Are you still at the tits?
Can you get
it to the tits?
If I hold the dick. Yeah, exactly.
If I valve it up, I could
get a nice shot toward the face.
But it's one.
Yep, that's it.
And it stops at the tits.
Yep, and then it dribbles out.
So the first one, man, it goes everywhere. Well, I don't know what to do. So I go get my mom's dish towel, the one she dries her dishes with. And I clean all myself up and everything. I didn't know.
You didn't use like an old shirt or like
no,
a,
or even like a tissue,
you know,
or a napkin,
paper towel or something.
No, I used, for some reason, I went and grabbed my mom's dish towel. Mm. I don't know why.
And then just put it fucking back.
And then I'm like, well, fuck, you know, this is just gonna be like water. It's just gonna
wash out.
Yeah, like, you know, if you'd wipe up, you know, it's like if you'd wipe up something off the counter and it was just water or something, it would just dry into the towel. No big deal. So I thought it'd be, well.
Didn't, did it?
No, it didn't. It looked like somebody shot some fucking Elmer's glue on that motherfucker, and I didn't even really pay much attention to it. So next thing you know, we have dinner the next night, and it happened to be a Sunday, and that's one particular day during the week that my dad, Doug Klim, would have dinner with the family, usually because he worked a factory job and he worked overnights. He worked nights, and his shift would be like 10 p.m. to like 8 or 6 a.m. 10 to 6. So Blitz, he usually, you know, we didn't see him much because he was sleeping during the day. When we would get home, he would sleep until 9 p.m. Then he would get up and get ready and go to work. And then he would stay up all day when he got back from 6, mm-hmm. and then go to bed about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. That was his deal. So we never saw him. So when we would have dinner at night, we'd have to be quiet and stuff because it was just a little fucking shithole we lived in. 1915 Rosemont, Warsaw, Indiana. Go fucking Google it. It's a little shithole. Although Doug had a big-ass garage behind the house.
Yeah, basketball pole.
Basketball pole. And so Sundays were like one of his, I think he got Saturday, Sundays off, I think. He didn't have to go to work Blitz until like 10 o'clock on Monday night.
Okay.
So a lot of times on Sunday, my mom would have like a dinner, a traditional, you know, 6 p.m. dinner as a family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I jacked off on Saturday, put all this cum on this dish rag.
Yeah.
Put it back where my mom keeps her dish rags, and I didn't think anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she makes dinner the next. I can remember like it was nothing. It was spaghetti, homemade spaghetti, garlic bread, the whole nine yards. And for somehow, it was like the summertime, and there was some condensation on the tablecloth. You know how Blitz, like you know, like your drink would sweat, and then it would cause like a little pool of water on the tablecloth. On the plastic tablecloth, a cloth tablecloth would absorb it. But we had like that vinyl shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my dad goes, Bubba, go get the dish towel and wipe up that water. All right. So I go get it. Well, first of all, it's stiff as a board. And second of all, it literally looks like somebody took a half a bottle of Elmer's. And this is my first nut, so you have to understand. So it looks like somebody took a half a bottle of Elmer's glue and just fucking in it. And my dad goes, what's that? I go, nothing. And he goes, what the fuck is that? And I go, nothing. And my mom goes, oh, Doug, I don't know what that is.
And Doug knew.
And Doug knew. And Doug looked at me, right? And he looked at me. And Jane didn't know what it was, my mom.
No.
But my dad did.
Dad knew.
And so my dad looked at me and he goes, don't you ever fucking do that again. And I was just like, I didn't say yes, I didn't say no. Just put my head down. That's how I jacked off.
Nice.
Let me, what about the first time you jacked off?
I was watching HBO, got it.
Slow down.
HBO, is it?
Watching Nunzio?
No, not Nunzio.
I jacked off to Nunzio one time.
Yeah.
We didn't have HBO. I had to try to get it in I tried to half channel it.
I tried some of those too.
No, but remember you had those boxes that were on top of your TV?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you could sometimes get, like, between two channels, and you could get, like, some shit.
Sure. At 11, 12 o'clock at night, it was coming in pretty clear.
Or if you flipped back and forth quickly, it was clear for a few seconds.
I saw Tim jacking my dick.
Yeah. Yep.
So, Lummy, you're watching HBO.
Yeah, and there's, like, softcore porn on. My dick went hard, and I go, ooh, what's this? Next thing I know, I start like kind of playing around with it, rubbing against the sheets. Next thing I know, I go, holy fuck, what is this? It went all over the sheets and everything. And that was it.
Life ruined.
I thought I peed the bed because no one told me about it. And then I found out later how to jerk off better when I got to school.
More efficiently?
Yes.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Kurt Fisher, did I tell you $20 on my Venmo?
I was told to bring a t-shirt in bed.
So your dad knew you jerked.
Oh, yeah, I think my mom did, too. I mean, it was all over my sheets. And then once you can reload after 10 minutes, and you just go again. I thought, well, I guess I'm the only one at that one. I did it twice.
What about you, Blitz?
What about?
First time you jerked.
I don't remember.
I saw a 747 fly over.
I was surprised you guys remembered, because I don't.
Oh, I do. It was a memorable moment. Nice little small tits.
Hold on, you were jerked off to some small tits.
Well, that's all you got on HBO, and I saw a tit, and I was like, "Ooh,
we'll take a tit."
Yeah, I mean, I remember doing that. I just don't remember like the first time, or I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
I think this would be a good time to. This has been long. This has been a very long podcast.
Oh yes, very long.
Over an hour.
Yeah. How about everybody? How about we saying goodbye?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, and the ins and outs of all of us jacking off and Blitz not being honest about it.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to know the first time you jacked off.
No, I have no idea.
I remember mine, 12th grade, 7th grade, 12 years old.
When you rubbed your snizz?
Yep.
For real?
For real. Yep, no, I was reading a book. All right,
but who told you about
what
it?
What the fuck?
Like, we kind of just broke down and kind of was selfishly kind of talked about the ins and outs of guys learning how to do it.
Yeah.
But how did you... How
From
did
the
you,
ladies' perspective.
How did you learn?
I don't think I did. I felt like I was just like super horny and I like just wanted to rub up against stuff. So I was like rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing and rubbing. And then all of a sudden I went, oh my, what the hell? And it took me over the edge.
But it was just through just kind of dabbling and figuring out that things felt good.
Yeah, well, it felt good. I was reading The Astronaut's Wife.
Oh.
Chapter 8. I didn't realize it was an adult book, but chapter 8 is about sex. They're having sex and they're very graphic. And I didn't know. And I was doing this for a book report. And I got to chapter 8. And then all of a sudden it's like, and then his hard dick. And I'm like, what the?
Was this a curriculum for the school?
No. It's like you pick a book, any book you want, and you write a book report on it.
Oh, okay.
Chapter by chapter.
See,
you know?
Who says public school is not bad? This is great.
You can buy it on ChristianBook.com.
Buy whatever you want. I didn't realize.
What was the thing called? The Astronaut's Wife?
Yeah. It's stupid. But,
and so you're reading it. And
I'm just like, whoa, this is really graphic.
And
like,
so
sexual.
She goes like, you took on his dick. Like, how?
Well, no, it was more geared towards women, I think. So it was very like sensual. But then they're like, oh, and then her loins were throbbing and stuff.
Was it The Astronaut's Wife? How launching my husband in outer space changed the way I live?
No.
Oh.
No.
Because they have like a penis on the cover.
No.
Lummy's familiar with that one. He's jacked off to that one many times.
It's probably not a penis, just everything Lummy sees is a fucking penis.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
He's got dick goggles.
I mean, all abstract art has a dick in it.
Right.
Like
it really may not have a dick in it, but
Lummy will find it. He'll find the testicles too.
Lummy will find a dick and balls in anything abstract.
It's how it works, okay? That's why it's abstract art.
No, and that's what's on your mind at all times, dick and balls. Oh, wow. So Anna, you're like, okay, this is kind of getting, you know, this is a little bit.
And so
do you start rubbing your snizz?
Kind of like against the couch.
Oh, okay, against the couch.
Yeah.
And then if I was like, oh,
just
shit.
just kept, you know, like you guys, you just keep going, and then all of a sudden, surprise!
And we were like, oh my God.
I thought I broke my body. Like, I literally thought I was like, what the fuck was that? Did my body just hiccup? Like, you don't know what it is.
Right.
I didn't know what an orgasm was.
Did I just have a seizure?
Well, maybe I did, but I don't know. I just remember having it and then being like super freaked out by it.
No, but see, us guys, as soon as we get that first one, we can't. I mean, like we're just like.
Oh yeah, I did it like every day after that.
Yeah. So after you discovered that your body could do that.
Yeah, I was scared for maybe like an hour, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta do that again.
And again.
Yeah, and again, and again.
Now, are you a kind of girl? I know.
I was the horniest little virgin you ever met.
Easy. That might be words for Blitz.
One of my favorite books ever.
Horniest little virgin that you ever did meet.
Yeah.
French horn playing.
I've seen that video a few times on fucking XTube.
Bow tie wearing, French horn playing.
Braces fucking slinging, French hair.
Mathlete. Model UN.
So did you, you know, at that point, was it a constant quest to get another one?
Yeah.
And another?
I mean, it probably wasn't as strong as an impulse as it would be for a boy, but it was pretty strong. Pretty strong.
Pretty strong. Pretty.
Yeah, but
pretty
I was scared of the real thing. And then it was just like this great way for me to have this sexual outlet without ever needing a penis. Because I was like, oh, I'll just fucking do this the rest of my life. Which
I
did.
And you were bound and determined to do it, though.
Pretty much. I was like, all right, well, I can get what I need to get when I need it. So that was kind of a nice tool to learn at a young age.
Yeah, it's
so
like
I didn't have to go fishing for it.
Right, I don't have to go out and interact
in
with
the real pond.
The boy, I can get a, you know, a half. You know,
right.
I can get one of these.
Yes.
And you've
get
been
the relief I need,
and that's always been your little friend. You've always been able to get one.
Yep.
And up until recently, you haven't had any help with that.
Right.
But now that you're getting it,
now I got it.
Isn't real sex so much better than jacking?
Well, of course.
I mean, oh my God, it just feels so good.
It's amazing.
Real, you know.
Especially when you like the person.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that.
Oh.
All right. We'll see you. You know what? I think this would be a great time for us to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hopefully be a daily downloader. Blitz, you got, you need some more stuff? You need me to replenish your hopper? Are you good on your hopper?
I got a bunch.
Okay. Lummy, you need anything, buddy?
No, you're the best, Bubba.
Okay, Anna?
Just your tender love and care.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow or whenever the hell you download the next episode. Bye, Pam.